Okay, you got your reading list. Now, new year, new you. Maybe it's time to check out some new music. Josh Jackson is editor-in-chief of Pace Magazine. He's pulled together some staff picks for the new music for the new year to listen to and see. Josh, great to see you.
Great to be back.
Well, so Pace just released its anticipated albums of 2019 list. We're going to run through some of them. What were we just hearing? Lizzo's new song is called Juice. So what's this record?
So Lizzo is Minnesota-born rapper. She had her last album, 2015's Big Girl, Small World, kind of broke her on the scene. But this is her first major label release, so it'll be on Atlantic Records. And she is so much fun. One of her songs was on our best songs of 2018 last year, Boys. And she's got this new song, Juice. And we cannot wait to see what this full album sounds like.
Pace says she's the current queen of self-love anthems. So when is that coming out?
This one is does not yet have a date. Probably early 2019 is what she said. So we are hopeful that in the spring.
All right. So another album you're looking out for this year is from Grace Potter. Her most recent solo album was Midnight. Now this was back in 2015. Here's Delirious off of that album. So what are we hoping to hear from Grace Potter this year?
Well, Grace Potter has early in her career, it was blues rock. It was this,
yeah, this
really
sounds so
soulful.
Different.
And then, yeah, she surprised everybody in 2015 with this very pop record. Since then, she's had a baby. She's gotten married. I don't even know what to expect. If she came out with a country album this year, I would not be at all surprised. But she's so talented. This huge, powerful voice, really great songwriter. So whatever she brings, we will certainly give a listen to.
Also coming out this year, a new record from Jenny Lewis, who's a personal favorite of mine, I have to say. Her fourth album, On the Line, is a follow-up to 2014's The Voyager. Sounds like she has a couple notable guests coming up in this one.
She does. So, yes, the new album, which was recorded at the legendary Capitol Records Studio B, it's going to have Beck, Benmont Tench, Don Was, Jim Keltner, Ringo Starr, and Ryan Adams all slated to appear.
Ringo Starr, does he even still make records of his own?
It has been a while, but I'm curious to see what he's doing on this one, if it's a little vocal appearance or he's going to play some drums.
Well, we got a big surprise joint album drop from Beyonce and Jay-Z earlier in 2018, but 2019 could be the year for Solange. Her new album is due out this year. Here's a little bit of Don't Touch My Hair.
Don't touch my hair. When it's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul.
So that's a song from A Seat at the Table, a deeply autobiographical and very topical record. Any hints as to what Solange has coming out?
No, not really, because, you know, she's Beyonce's little sister, but also the difference between the two, Solange is so surprising on the music she does. Brave choices, very interesting sort of offbeat kinds of things that she does musically. And, you know, she sort of teased that this record would be out last year. There's still no release date. She's going to be one of the top billed acts at Coachella in April. And I would not be surprised if this album just sort of came unannounced out of nowhere. Any time in 2019.
So we'll be watching for that. Let's see what's playing around Georgia live. The rock band Royal Truck split up in 2001. The group is eyeing a 2019 comeback. These reunions are pretty common in the musical world. Why is this one worth noting?
Well, this is a band that was pretty big in the 1990s. They broke up in 2001. They got back together to play their first show a few years ago, but this will be their first album in almost two decades. And if you don't know Royal Trucks, it's like punk rock meets Rolling Stones. Just sort of like, I love what our writer Garrett Martin said about this, that we can probably assume that whatever they're going to do will sound like the Shambling Corpse of rock and roll.
All right. So I'm sorry, that was a record. Upcoming concerts, Lake Street Dive is going to be playing in Macon January 14th. Great little band, really powerful singer. How would you summarize them?
So this is a quartet that they sort of mix everything from soul to jazz to blues to folk. You can also catch them in Athens tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
But they played the Pace Studio several years ago, and I put this as track one. Their song I put it as track one of our very first vinyl sampler. It's just really catchy, fun, and very soulful music.
So that's Lake Street Dive playing in Athens tonight, I guess, and
Macon, that is tonight, yes.
On the 14th. Then we've got Garage Rockers' King Tough playing in Athens on January 15th. What's some background on King Tough?
So back in 2013, we named Kyle Thomas of King Tough one of our best live acts of the year. Hmm. And he's not stopped putting on just a great, like really garagey rock show. His album, The Other, was one of our favorites last year. And if you know Ty Siegel, you got to start playing with that. It's this real sort of like indie rock, garage rock, just this wonderful vibe to everything that he does.
So that is King Tough with the lead singer Kyle Thomas. They're going to be playing in Athens on January the 15th. And of course, Pace Magazine has details on all of the records that are coming out. They've got their list of what to expect in 2019 and also some live stuff. And we can't talk about live without Cher. She's going to be in Duluth later this month. This will be on January 25th. Her latest album is a reimagination of ABBA songs. So here is her version of Fernando, which she also sang in the film Mamma Mia. Sounds like Fernando.
Yeah, it does.
So what can we expect from a Cher extravaganza, Josh?
Well, first I have to say that this is the Here We Go Again tour that is our first tour since the quote-unquote farewell tour that ended in 2005. So she's back. And yeah, what you'll hear many of those ABBA covers. You'll hear some Sonny and Cher classics like I Got You, Babe, and The Beat Goes On. Plus, of course, her own hits, If I Could Turn Back Time and Believe.
Well, Josh Jackson, I believe. He's editor of Pace Magazine. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You want to know, we would love to know what songs and artists are ringing in your ears in the new year. Connect with us on Twitter. We're at OST Talk. And we'll be back with more on Second Thought after the break.